Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen, amen. You just tune in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Just have a couple of general announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We are ministries without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. Apostle Yawan Rao is the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, you can email Apostle Rao at yrowell50@gmail.com, or you can connect with her on Facebook, and you can leave her a message there. Also, we want to encourage you to become a partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. If you would like to become a partner, a monthly partner with Without Walls, contact Apostle Rao at the information that I gave you earlier. There are several ministries with you in mind under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Rao. Amen. First, on Sunday, we have the Hour of Power from 6 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The first half of the Hour of Power is Prophetic Corner with your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Ministry Lane, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Mondays, we have what we call Moment in the Spirit, which is hosted by Minister Michelle Wilson. Every Monday, we have a two-minute clip that will jumpstart your week off with the Word of God, and it is always a powerful word from the Lord. And we encourage you to get connected with Apostle Rao to receive Moment in the Spirit. Amen. As I said earlier, it's a powerful word from the Lord, and you can receive it for an offering of $25 or more. And once you receive the Moment in the Spirit, you are also placed on our prayer list as well. So we want to encourage you to get Moments in the Spirit. Then on Tuesday, we have One Word from the Lord with your host, Apostle Yvonne Rao, and Pastor Joseph Rao at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we want to encourage you to get connected to One Word from the Lord, because I know about me, I need a word from the Lord. Amen. I'm a true prophet, amen. So we want to encourage you to get connected to One Word from the Lord. Then on Saturday, we have Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Without Walls Worldwide Ministry with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askews, at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Elder is a faith caught by hearing ministry. We want to encourage you to get connected. She's on every Saturday at 3. We want to encourage you to get connected and stay connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries and the Wild Team. Amen. Glory be to God. If you need prayer, please me prayer request on my Facebook page or Elijah Jackson or Voice of Truth, or you can submit your prayer request on my website, voiceoftruth@yoda.com, and we will keep you in prayer. That is all of our announcements for the day. Amen. This is a day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice in it. It's a day that the Lord has allowed us to see that we will never see again. So for that, we ought to give him praise. Amen. Glory be to God. The message will come from Exodus today, the 14th chapter. Amen. And I'm going to go ahead and open up with prayer. Father, we thank you for another day. Oh, Father God, we thank you that thou art God. We thank you, Father God, for being our strength. We thank you, Father God, for being our deliverer. We thank you, Father God, for being our provider. Father, we just thank you that you are the gods of all gods. We thank you, God, that thou art mighty and thou art strong. We thank you, Father God, and we just give you praise and honor and glory, Father. God, we just thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the blood that he shed. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for life. Glory be to God. We just thank you, Father, for all that you have already done for us. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come praying that you will save a soul, Father. We pray that you will save souls all around the world, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you will pull them out of darkness into your marvelous light, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you will save a soul, Lord. Save a soul. Save a soul right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we will give you praise and honor and glory, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just bless your name, oh, Father. We just pray. Praise your name, Father God, for we know that you are able to apply every need of every person under the sound of my voice. Oh, Father, you know what they need, and we ask you to supply their every need, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that are sick, oh, Father. We pray for healing, Father. We pray for strength, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you will strengthen them in their bodies, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you will give them strength to go on, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that are the high prison bar. We pray for the orphanage, Father. We pray for comfort, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray for comfort for those who have lost loved ones, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for making a way out of no way for your children all over the land, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just pray, Father God, that you will cover your leaders of your ministries, cover them on the blood of Jesus, cover their family, cover their children, Father God, extend their family, cover them under the blood of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, because you said in your word, nothing by no means shall harm them, and no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Father, we are careful to give you the praise. We give you glory, and we give you honor, and we magnify thy holy name, for thou art worthy of all our praise. Amen. Oh, what an awesome God that we serve. Amen. I had a little song down in the spirit. Glory be to God. And I'm going to sing a little bit of that before I get into the message. Amen. Glory be to God. And it goes something like this. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Glory be to God. Oh, my God, my God. And we were just asking the Lord, I said, Lord, if you would just help me. I need you to help me on this journey. I need you to help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I need you. I want you to. My God. Exodus, the 14th chapter, verse number 13. And the word of God reads, and Moses said to the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians who ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forth. Amen. Glory be to God. We're going to stop reading right there, but we want to encourage you to go back in your own devotional time and read the entirety of this chapter. As a matter of fact, read the whole chapter. This is a great book of deliverance. My God, my God, my God. God delivers his people. Glory be to God. But we want to encourage you to go back and read that. And I'm going to kind of tell the story where I left off. Amen. Hallelujah. But our key scripture is 13. Well, Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. Glory be to God. I come in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. To tell somebody today. Glory be to God. Fear ye not. That means don't get in the way. Stand still, and ye shall see the salvation of your Lord. Glory be to God, because God is getting ready to deliver you. Ah, hallelujah. The title of our message today is The Enemies That You See Today, You Shall See No More. Glory be to God. My God, my God. As we look at Exodus, which one is my favorite book? Glory be to God, because I know God as a deliverer. Glory be to God. I come to tell somebody, no matter what you're going through, hallelujah, don't matter how long you've been there, glory be to God, God is about to deliver you. God Almighty. The enemies that you see today, you will not see them more. No more, says the Lord. But be to God, as we look at Exodus and we look at the power of God that was shown in the book of Exodus, see, the Bible says that God sent forth Moses into the land as a prophet, glory be to God, to tell Pharaoh to let his people go, glory be to God. And the Bible goes on to tell us, hallelujah, that God did many miracles in the land, glory be to God, for his people to be delivered, glory be to God, and to come out of the land of bondage. Glory be to God, my God. Ah, hallelujah. There was the people of God in a hostile environment, and God had delivered them from that bondage, but yet and still, glory be to God, here was the Egyptians again coming after the children of God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Ain't that just like the devil? Glory be to God. He always come. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But he'll come through another way and another form, through another person. Glory be to God. My God, my God. But the enemies that you see today, you shall see them no more, says the Lord thy God. My God, my God. See, the Bible says that as they had crossed the Red Sea, glory be to God, and God had spoke to Moses and told Moses, glory be to God, to lift up his rod of power, as I call it, glory be to God, hallelujah, because when they came out of Egypt, glory be to God, hallelujah, and they were going through the wilderness, glory be to God, we know that God made a way for them. He gave them a pillar of fire at night and a cloud by day, glory be to God, because he was there for his children. When he says that he will fight for you, he will fight for you, glory be to God. That's why he says in the word, hallelujah, the Lord shall fight for you. You don't have to fight this battle, glory be to God, for the Lord thy God shall fight the battle for you, glory be to God. Therefore, the enemies that you see today, you shall see no more. Your enemies are already defeated, glory be to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that Moses lifted up the rod, hallelujah. Glory be to God. And when the Red Sea opened on both sides, on the left and the right, with two walls of water that the people of God across on dry land, glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. But the Bible goes on to tell us, hallelujah, that when the enemies or the Egyptians, the Pharaoh and the armor began to think about that thing, and I'm just paraphrasing, glory be to God, they decided, glory be to God, hallelujah, that they were going to come again after the children of God. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, the word of God tells us that they said that we're going to pursue them, we're going to overtake them, but we didn't know that they're tangled in the wilderness and they can't get out. Glory be to God, but you're going to get out. You're going to be delivered. Oh, my God, my God. Got to believe and have faith. No matter how it looks like, it ain't what it looks like. It looks like there's no way out for you. Oh, hallelujah, but hear the word of the Lord. Fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of your God. Glory be to God. He's going to deliver you in the face of your enemies, and you won't see them no more. Glory be to God. My God, my God, my God. Oh, what an awesome God that we serve. Ah, hallelujah, because he's our man of war. He is our helper. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. And as the scripture goes on to tell us, glory be to God. Hallelujah. As they had got across, glory be. Here come the Egyptians, glory be to God. And the Bible tells us that the Lord looked upon the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of of the Egyptian. Glory be to God. In other words, he gave them trouble, and they didn't know what was going on, but the Lord was fighting for his children. Glory be to God. God will fight for his children. You do not be ashamed. You will not be defeated. Glory be to God. My God, my God, my Lord, my God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, even goes on to say, glory be to God, that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel. The Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. Glory be to God. Hear the word of the Lord. Do not be afraid of the faces of your enemies. Glory be to God. For the Lord thy God fighteth for you. Fear ye not. Stand still. Hold your peace. Glory be to God. This battle is not yours. It's the Lord. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. I don't care how they rise up against you. Oh, hallelujah. I don't care how they raise their tongue and speak against you. No matter how many times they lie against you. I don't care how many times they come together in a private group and come against you. Glory be to God. God says in the word, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of God, because God is going to deliver you from the hands of your enemy. Glory be to God. My God, my God, my God. Then the scripture goes on to tell us that when God had troubled them, then the wheels of their chariots began to come off of their carriages. Glory be to God, that they began to fall. And God told Moses, I want you to lift up the rod of power. But let's look at staff. Glory be to God. If you would just lift God up in praise, if you would just lift him up in worship, if you would just lift him up with the word of God and began to speak the word of God over your life, glory be to God, because it's the word, glory be to God, hallelujah, that brings forth deliverance in your life. Glory be to God. You got to know the word. You got to know what God says in the word about your deliverance. Hallelujah. What he says about your enemies. Glory be to God. Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that when Moses lifted up the rod, hallelujah, my God, that the water of the Red Sea came down upon the enemies of the children of God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. In fact, the scripture says that Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to him strengthened when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overtaketh the Egyptian in the midst of the sea. It says the Lord overtaketh the Egyptian. The Lord will overtake your enemies. The Lord will defeat enemies. The Lord will defeat them in the front of your face. Glory be to God. My God, my God. You got to be still. You got to hold your peace. Ah, hallelujah. Stop speaking. Stop running your mouth. Glory be to God. And let God do what he do. Glory be to God. Let him be the God that he is. Glory be to God. Let him be your man of war. And be still. And hold your peace. For the Lord will fight for you. Glory be to God. My God, my God. And see, the Bible goes on to tell us that when God overtakes them, it's over. It's over. When God overtakes your enemies, they are defeated souls. Glory be to God. When God overtakes them, glory be to God. My God, my God, my God. Ooh, hear the word of the Lord. When the Lord overtakes them, so worry about them no more. This is going to be the last time. Glory be to God. This is going to be the last time that they come against you. Glory be to God. They're going to leave you alone. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God. Because they're going to know that God is with you. Glory be to God. But you got to get out of the way and allow God to fight for you. Glory be to God, my God, my God. And the Bible tells us that the water returned and covered them. It covered the chariot. It covered the horses. It covered the host of Pharaoh. It covered the army. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says there was not one that remained. Not one. Glory be to God. Not one. Well, remaining. The ones, hallelujah, that continue to come behind the children of God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. God is able to make a way for his children. Hallelujah. You don't have to fight. He's your helper. You don't have to fight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because he will fight for you just as he fought for the children of Israel. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know when God sent Moses in the land, they was already defeated. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. It was already defeated. So God sent for the prophet in the land. When God sent for the prophet in the land, this God Almighty, somebody going to get delivered, healed, and set free. Glory be to God. When a prophet comes in your life, glory be to God, you need to receive the prophet and the word that God has upon their life in their mouth that you might be delivered. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Ah, hallelujah. Ah, my God. Hear the word of the Lord. Fear ye not, and steal, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he shall show to you today. For the enemies who thirsty today, you shall see again no more. That means forever. Not just today, that means forever. Glory be to God, because the Bible just told us not one remaining. That means all of them drowned in the water. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Oh, my God. Don't fear. Don't fear. Whatever you do, don't fear. Because God has promised in his word that he will fight for you. And I know that it looks like you're not going to come through. It looks like God has not gone to deliver you. It looks like it. But he will deliver you. Because I know him as a deliverer. And I know that the God that we serve is able to deliver your soul from the hands of your enemy. He's able to deliver you. Glory be to God. I am a living testimony of deliverance. Glory be to God. Because what I went through, only the hand of God could have delivered me from it. Glory be to God. I'm a living witness. The Lord will deliver you from the hands of your enemy. I don't care how bad it looks. Oh, my God. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't look at the situation, because I did when I was in that place. I said, Lord, I don't know how. Don't do it, because I was surrounded by the enemy. But God delivered me. And I got a praise down in my spirit because I know him as a deliverer. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Keep the faith and know that God is able to deliver you from the hands of your enemies. Glory be to God. That's what against you. Glory be to God. They may write against you. Glory be to God. Last time. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Ah, hallelujah. You won't be deceived no more. Glory be to God. God, my God. Ah, hallelujah. Somebody out here, praise the name of the Lord. You know, we have to give a testimony. If that's how we overcome, it's by our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. But I was given a testimony to let somebody know God is able to do just what he said in the word. God is able to deliver you from the hands of your enemies. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hell, they were at the Red Sea in the day of Moses. And God opened up the sea. They walked across on dry land. Glory be to God. And they were on the other side. Hallelujah. And that same enemy came behind them again because they did not want them to be free. They wanted them to stay in bondage. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah, but the devil is a liar. Glory be to God, my God, my God. God was able to do just what he said he would do. And that's why he told Moses to tell them to fear not, stand still, and see the salvation of your Lord. Glory be to God, because he is the one that's going to deliver you. Glory be to God. He ain't going to leave you. Glory be to God. He won't forsake you. Glory be to God in the time of your trouble. Glory be to God, my God, my God. He's able to keep you. Glory be to God. He's able to keep you from all harm. No matter what weapon that formed against you, glory be to God. Your God is able. Hallelujah. That's why he says in the word of God, hallelujah, that he will fight for you. Glory be to God. Fear not, and stand still and see the salvation of God. And the Bible says that, hallelujah, that the enemy was drowned in the Red Sea, and that God, the Lord, saved Israel that day out of the hands of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptian dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw the great work, a great act of deliverance, which the Lord did upon the Egyptian. But sometimes God has to move some out of the way. Oh, my God. Because would not stop. My God, my God. And the people feared the Lord and believe the Lord and his servant Moses. Hallelujah. You don't have to fear your enemies. Glory be to God, my God, for God will fight for you. Fear not and stand still. The enemies that you see today, you shall see no more in the name of the Lord. Glory be to God, my God, my God. What an awesome God that we serve. Hallelujah. That he's able to deliver us. That he's able to heal us. That he's able to set us free. See, he's the only one can do it. Glory be to God. We can try to do it in our own self, but we won't truly be free. Glory be to God. You can only truly be free when God delivers you. Glory be to God. No matter what it is that's coming against you, God is able to deliver from it. Hallelujah. My God, this is such a powerful book. I love the book of Exodus. Glory be to God, because it shows the power of our God. All of his signs and his wonders and his miracles. All of the love that he had for his people. When nobody loves you like the Lord loves you, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He loves you so much he's going to fight for you. Glory be to God. He loved you so much he sent his son to die for you, that you'll have life through him. Glory be to God. You shall live and you shall not die. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Stand still and see the salvation of your Lord. Glory be to God. He is an awesome God, and he's able to deliver us from anything that is coming against us. Amen, amen. We ought to just give him praise. So we ought to be giving him praise. We ought to be lifting up our hands and praise right now for the victory. You might not even see it. You might think that you're still stuck down there, but you need to start praising. You need to start praising. You need to start worshiping and saying your word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Lift up your hand. Moses lift the rod. Lift up your hand and praise and begin to praise him. He's going to overtake your enemies. They are already defeated. Glory be to God in the name of the Lord. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. If you don't know the Savior, if you don't know the Lord, hallelujah, I want to give you an open invitation, glory be to God, to give your life to Christ today. If you have not received him as your Lord and Savior, if you would just ask him today, Lord, save me. As simple as that. Lord, save me. And if you said that prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, you are saved. Glory be to God. Oh, my God, my God. Bible believing church, get you a Bible and begin to read it and develop your relationship with God. If you will leave a message on the Voice of Truth or just Elaine Jackson, and let me know that you have given your life to Christ today. I want to welcome you to the body of Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When you let Jesus come in your life, you got a true deliverer. True deliverer. You got a true helper. You got somebody going to help you in everything that you do. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to get out of here. I'm going to go ahead and do the benediction. Amen. Glory be to God. Fear not. Stand still and see the salvation of your God. Hallelujah. The enemies that you see today, you shall see no more. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. You have a blessed week. Have a happy thought and be safe. Amen. God loves you, and we love you too here at Voice of Truth. Be blessed.